This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we have our next guest in the studio with us. We've got Karen Keyes here, who is here to talk about the exhibition which is on at the FAD Gallery. You can tell us a little bit more about the exhibition and what it's all about. But Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're here because your husband was and still is, of course.
He was, yes. Yes.
Well, still is, yes, the memory.
Absolutely. Yes. Always in my heart. Yeah. And we're all about love, aren't we, at the moment?
Oh, so, yes. Are, yeah. Yes.
Who was he?
Jim Keyes from Master's Apprentices.
A legendary Australian band.
ARIA Hall of Fame.
Yes. And you know, had a huge success with so many hit singles over the years, and even to the extent where I, you know, there's a 6 degrees. Well, it's no, it's, I actually knew him.
Less than six.
Yes, and I actually met you as
you
well
did.
Back in there. Even knew where you lived.
Exactly, out at East Doncaster, the pink house.
The house.
I call it the house of love.
Yeah, the
and
house
there you
of
are.
Love.
See, it's all tying in beautifully.
Because my background, I used to work for record companies,
yeah.
and Jim was on Virgin Records at one stage.
He was.
And I used to pick him up to take him to interviews.
And that was when we first met, in fact.
Right.
At that stage. He was on the 88 Masters reunion tour.
Yep.
With the... or was that you talking before that with the... No, it was a reunion tour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
What it was. The Do What You Want to Do album.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something that, you know, a lot of people don't know about Jim is that he is...
was a very... talented, naturally talented artist.
Right.
Yes, and his preferred medium was watercolour.
Uh-huh. Watercolour paint.
Yes. Right. Yep.
So where did this come from with him? You know, like where did the idea of being... Because, you know, he was a great songwriter.
Absolutely. He was a wordsmith extraordinaire.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, like, and as we know, you know, the rest is history with his music. But there's often another side, isn't there, to a lot of
there was
artists.
Many sides to Jim. Most of them wonderful. In fact, all of them. But in that pink house, and when I first met him, and you would have seen it, David, he had memorabilia all over the wall.
Yep.
Garish sort of rock and roll memorabilia. And there was this little tiny little watercolour painting with this battered frame there, and it looked antique, and it was so out of place, completely just lost. And I asked him one day, you know, did that come from Scotland with your family? And he said, no, I painted it when I was about 10 or 12.
Ah.
It was beautiful.
So he started very young.
He did, and without any sort of training. Mm. And I said, that's beautiful. Have you done any more over the years? And he did the album cover for A Toast to Panama Red, but that wasn't obviously that type of painting.
Yep.
It was a different type of art altogether. But yeah, he stopped it when the Masters took off, and you know, and so gradually, you know, I sort of encouraged him to start painting again. He started off with a set of watercolour pencils, Derwents.
Yep,
good old Derwents.
Yes, yeah. From Cumbria, where in fact the family is from. So yeah. So.
And how many did he do? I mean, because what sort of years was he? Did he get back into it?
Yeah, slowly he got back into it, and he left in the end. In his will, he bequeathed me over 150 paintings.
Wow. And are they all showing in this exhibition? Or
no,
not
only
all
35 in
only
this
35,
exhibition.
Only 35, yes.
Yes,
so, wow. And so where are the rest of them? Have they sort of...
There was an exhibition in 2016, so some had sold then.
Oh, great.
But the rest of them I have
so
still.
So you've got the quite a hefty collection still, which is on show.
Yes, I do.
So how hard was it to pick these 30-odd ones to go into the exhibition?
Not difficult at all, really. Some of them were from the previous exhibition, and then I had another 10 framed up just exclusively for FAD, FAD Gallery. So with that, I just sat down. I thought, well, what do I like? You know, what would Jim like me to show? And they're a little bit different because most of the ones from the last exhibition were seascapes or landscapes. So there's three portraits Well, it's actually four extra portraits in this one.
And who are they of? Anyone? Or
yes, just randoms. Random? One's a conquistador.
Right.
The other one is Harold down the road. We had an old gentleman that lived just across the street from us in Harold.
Yeah.
And just a couple of other randoms. I actually don't know who those people are, but he painted them and beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course there is, which is his self-portrait, which I find is probably one of my favourites.
So there is a self-portrait in there. In this exhibition.
There is a self-portrait. So a lot of fans would love to see that. If you see it, it's like looking in his eyes.
Wow.
Looking into his eyes. Mm. Yeah.
And I have noticed that it was on the media release, and it really, you can 100% tell it's him.
Absolutely.
Can't you? Yeah.
And when you really look at it, it's his expression and everything. Yep. And it's not, he hasn't flattered himself either. Which I think would be really, I mean, if I could sit down and paint myself, I'd sort of get rid of that line there.
So why didn't he do much with them, or was it just a hobby?
Yes, it was something he did just for joy, and he did it for the pure love of it and the creation of it, but he didn't ever want to be judged on it. He was happy always to put himself out there on the stage and just out there, and he really honestly didn't care what anybody thought of him. He just did what he did, and he did it really well.
Well, there's that famous line, do what you want to do, be what you want to be.
Exactly. Yep. And yet, with his art, there was a little chink in that armour, I can tell you. He just didn't want to.
A bit private about it.
Yes, he was. Mm. Yeah.
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 And so why, what was the main reason why you thought, I'm going to exhibit this? Was it just to show the rest of the world that he was an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had said to him over the years, why don't you just let me put on an exhibition? I'm sure we'll find a gallery that will want to take 30 or so of your paintings. And he said, no, you can do that after I'm dead.
So whilst he's alive, no one really got to see them except for you, really.
Yes, that's right, and the family,
And you really encouraged him to get back into the art, so
absolutely.
You were kind of quite instrumental in having this collection be available. And and a lot of them have sold, and they're hanging in people's galleries.
Are
they masters at apprentices, vans usually?
Usually, yes. Absolutely.
They want to have a little bit of him hanging in their house.
Exactly.
And what's the exhibition called?
It's called The Boy from the Stars.
Because he liked that saying, didn't he?
Well, it was his solo album.
Yep.
It was a concept album, mm-hmm. The Boy from the Stars. And I don't know if you read Jim's autobiography, his master's voice at all, but he had around about the age of 10, actually, when he would have done that painting, he had a bit of an experience, sort of a psychic experience, I suppose. Mm. Yeah, so he always had this knowing that he wasn't quite, I shouldn't go too much further there, but he was different.
Right, okay, all right.
Like most creative people.
Yeah. And so it's at a FAD gallery.
It is at FAD gallery.
FAD
gallery in Crawes Lane in Chinatown.
In Chinatown. Yes. A great little gallery.
Oh, it's fantastic.
At Stroke Bar.
In a bar and gallery, yes.
Not perfect.
And
so you can
really
have a drink whilst you're sitting
on a Friday and Saturday night. In fact,
it's a bit rock and roll.
It is. I think it's a perfect place to house, paint.
He would be happy.
And when does it run till?
Until the 8th of June.
Right, yes. Okay. So there's a few weeks to go.
There are. And so they're closed on Sundays and Mondays, but every other day they're open. They're open from the afternoon through till the early hours of the morning.
So next time you're in Chinatown, pop in and have a look, because there's about 35 pieces hanging.
There are.
Great.
And it's called?
The Boy from the Stars.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
And reminding us of, a great Australian singer-songwriter.
But a great artist as well.
He's a great artist.
Watercolour painter.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks so much for coming
in. It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Karen. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.